Tonight's special sports coverage on Fort Recovery Radio is being brought to you by
WPGW AM and FM Portland.
Recovery here, the junior varsity game, as you heard again, Jay County and Fort Recovery here in girls junior varsity basketball, along with Zeb Hudson. I am Justin Mangold. Eric Catterly, our sugar producer, to start today's game for WCGW. Reese Rogers here for Fort Recovery Radio. Again, Jay County and Fort Recovery, the border battle here for 2018-2019, and a little bit later than it's been the last couple of years, playing here in late December, but should be a good matchup between, again, Jay County and Fort Recovery. Jay County's played a lot more games than the Indians have so far. Patriot JV is 8-5. Fort Recovery JV is 2-5. So six more games played by the Jay County Patriots here than Fort Recovery. Deb, let's check out the starting lineups here for the junior varsity game.
First for Fort Recovery, at guard, a 5'5 freshman, number 5, Aubrey Knapke. At guard, a 5'1 junior, number 13, Macy Day. At forward, a 5'8 freshman, number 4, Grace Guggenbiller. At forward, a 5'8 sophomore, number 30, Hope Wendell. And at center, a 6-foot freshman, number 12, Whitley Rammel. For Jay County, at guard, a 5'6 sophomore, number 5, Aubrey Sweeterman. At guard, a 5'6 sophomore, number 12, Grace Saxman. At forward, a 5'6 sophomore, number 20, Casey Denny. At forward, a 5'10 freshman, number 24, Audrey Judy. And at center, a 5'10 junior, number 40, Macy Weitzel.
Again, Jay County and Fort Recovery here in the border battle. We'll have the tip-off coming up right after this.
Join the Pack-A-Sack Gas Club at a Pack-A-Sack convenience store near you and save 15 cents a gallon on gasoline. That's right. Every time a reward member's gas purchases reach 75 gallons, you'll earn a coupon for 15 cents off per gallon on your next purchase of up to 20 gallons. That's real savings. Learn more at the Pack-A-Sack website, packasack.com, and click on Customer Rewards. Pack-A-Sack, there's one near you.
Welcome back here. The ball is in the air and the tip is controlled by Fort Recovery. We are underway here with Macy Day with the basketball. Looks it around to Wendell. Wendell to the left side to Guggenbiller. Guggenbiller cross court back to Macy Day. Back cross court to Aubrey Knapke. Knapke goes left, 3-4 Day is good. Macy Day starts things off well for Fort Recovery, and it's a 3-0 Indian lead. Again, 2-5, the Fort Recovery record, 8-5 for Jay.
Good ball movement that time for Fort Recovery, being patient, waiting for that open shot.
And it worked out for Macy Day. Patriots with the ball now for the first time. Casey Denny into the corner, off to Grace Saxman. Saxman from the free throw line, little runners up off the glass, missed it. Rebound for Judy, up no good. Rebound tapped around, comes down. Saxman will miss again. The rebound taken down by Fort Recovery. Here come the Indians, knocked away by Aubrey Sweeterman. A turnover on Fort Recovery. Here comes Saxman. She moves to her left, stops. In trouble, finds Weitzel. Back up top to Denny. Denny goes left to Saxman. Saxman now takes it top of the key to her right now. Has to watch the 5-second count. It was close, and she carries the basketball.
No movement that time by Jay County. Just kind of left her out.
He just dribbled from side to side.
Right.
A big contrast to what we just saw from Fort Recovery. 3-0 Indians in the lead. Wendell goes to her right. With the basketball is Guggenbiller. Up top, back to Day.
Jay County switched to the man-to-man.
Day in some trouble, nowhere to go. Goes to the corner now to Guggenbiller. She lobs it down low. The ball's knocked away, but the Indians get it back. Around it goes, back around to Day. She has the basketball on the left wing. Stops. guarded by Sweeterman, hounded by her. Gets her back outside, goes to Day. Again, the end is being very patient. Left to Dugenbiller. Into the corner for Day. Almost has it poked away, keeps the ball back. Day in trouble, cross court it goes. Three in the air for Konapke. Good. Aubrey Konapke gets the Indians in front, 6-0. Full court press put on by Fort Recovery. Baxman gets out of it and is fouled from behind.
Foul should be on Day. Her first, team's first. There again, Fort Recovery very patient, waits for that open shot.
It's worked out for him twice. Two three-pointers. Pitchers inbound the ball in the backcourt to Grace Saxman. Saxman's close to palming the ball a couple of times. In some trouble, goes to the corner for Sweeterman. She'll drive baseline, passes out to Weitzel, to Saxman. Saxman will drive, puts the ball off the glass, misses the shot, but draws the foul.
I don't say it's on the ground. Fouls on Konapke, her first, team's second.
Get a reach in before the shot.
Right.
4:17 to play here in the first, 6-0 Fort Recovery in this junior varsity contest. Aubrey Sweeterman to the corner. Casey Denny, her first shot's good. Three-pointer good in the corner for Casey Denny, and that answers one of the threes. And it's 6-3 in ends. Day goes around to the right side to Wendell. To Dugenbiller into the corner. Three for Day is no good this time. Rebound taken down. It's loose. Picked up by Fort Recovery. Shot's no good for Rammel. Ball is loose on the floor. Picked up by Fort Recovery. Good hustle by the Indians that time as they get the ball back. And it goes to Wendell. She'll pop the shot short. The rebound taken down by Whitefield of Jay County. Here come the Patriots with Grace Saxman. Grace, top of the key, goes to her left. And in the corner for Denny, a three again. It's good. Other side this time.
They got to change their defense a little bit. They got to get closer to Denny, or this is going to be a wonderful game for her.
The first one was on the right-hand corner. That was the left corner. Sweeterman almost knocks it away. Fort Recovery does keep the basketball. Konapke, a left shot, no good. Rebound out of bounds off of Denny.
I don't think Denny agrees with that one.
No. In for Jay County is Madison Wink. Also in is Faith Gruby of Fort Recovery. As both 14s go in.
Dugenbiller and Judy go out.
Inbound. Shot is blocked, but a foul is called on Leitzel.
Her first, team's first.
Look pretty clean.
I don't think Fort Recovery went with the size mismatch as Wink was guarding somebody that she shouldn't have been.
Yes.
If Wink stands at 5 foot, she'd be better suited to guard Day.
Rammel's free throw is no good. Whitley Rammel, a 6-foot freshman. I actually typed up Whitney, and I heard you say Whitley. It's like, oh, I typed that in wrong. Free throw is good on the second one.
You know, I had to look at it twice when I was pronouncing it earlier. I'm like, oh, yeah, there's an L in there, isn't there?
7-6 Fort Recovery in the lead. Here comes Aubrey Sweeterman. She has the basketball on the right side. Pops along too short. The rebound taken down. And it's still loose. Fort Recovery had it. They threw it away. And now an injury as Jay County does come away with the ball. I think hitting her head was Rammel.
Yes.
I heard a big thump, and I think that's what that was. And she's a little woozy walking to the bench.
Her and Weitzel fighting for the ball that was on the ground. They both kind of went down, and Rammel got the worst of it.
She kind of did eventually come away with the basketball. Lob into Weitzel. She'll put it up off the glass and miss. The rebound taken down by Weitzel. Gets the pass out intended for Denny, and she threw it out of bounds.
Still 7-6. Fort Recovery up by one.
Here in the first quarter of this junior varsity game here tonight, or today. And Minz with it. Ball knocked away. Wendell does come out with it. Down low, wide open, turnaround shot good for Elena Evers. It's 9-6. The Patriots lead, or Indians lead is 3. Here comes Sweeterman going coast to coast, and she is fouled by Macy Day.
Baker second, team's third.
It's Marissa Garkey into the game.
Also coming in for Jay County is Jaden Clater.
One will go out, and Emma Collig also goes in for Fort Recovery.
Day comes out. Weitzel comes out for Jay County.
Inbounds to Clater for the Patriots to Wink. Wink around to Saxman to Denny. Denny on the left side up top for Saxman. Saxman crossover dribble, and it's a double dribble called. Boy, I thought that was pretty safe.
Oh, they're pretty good.
It was a good, nice crossover, it seemed like.
But both officials called it right away.
Turnover number three on the Patriots gives it back to Fort Recovery, leading 9-6. Knocked out of bounds by Denny. Fort Recovery keeps the ball. Inbounding will be number 20, Marissa Garkey. Garkey intended to inbound to the backcourt, and she threw it out of bounds. Didn't see that very often.
Nope.
Just threw it too high.
And right through the hands of Kanapke.
Ended up under the Patriot basket.
I think that's why it's under the Patriot basket, is because it went through her hands.
Yeah, grazed the fingertips. Inbounds to Sacks from the long two is no good. Rebound taken down by Evers of Fort Recovery. They're coming up to have a two-pointer in this ballgame. Fort Recovery only has one two-pointer. 9-6 in men's lead. Up top, the basketball goes to Gruby. Gruby left side, three in the air is good. Number 20, Garkey that time. And it's 11-12-6 now. Fort Recovery in the lead. Here comes Saxman. Saxman to the right side to Sluderman. Up top for Saxman. Saxman to the right side to Sluderman. Cross court to Wink. Wink on the left wing spins. In trouble, finds it back to Saxman. The Sluderman, she'll attack the basket. Stops on the right block and misses. Rebound tapped out, goes to Clater. Nope, she's not able to save it. This out of bounds will go to Fort Recovery. Nice move by Sluderman, but she just couldn't finish.
Judy comes back in, Wink out.
Minute to play here in the quarter, 12-6, Inman's lead. Steals, Sluderman took it away from Kanapkin's floors. Five guarding five that time, and it's Sluderman coming away with the basket.
So 5-1?
Yes.
And lost?
Yes. Okay.
And again, almost.
Almost had it. Sluderman swiped it out of bounds.
She had it knocked away, but just couldn't get the other hand up there to stop it from going out of bounds.
So Indians get the ball back. 40 seconds to play in the quarter. Cross midcourt is Emma Collig. And
traveled. Yeah. Sluderman caused that one again.
35 seconds to play here in the quarter. Sluderman more than likely won't play the second quarter today.
No.
She usually plays first, third, and fourth for the Patriots. Saxman gets it back to Denny with 24 seconds to play. Right side to Saxman. He kind of doesn't especially be looking to hold for the final shot here. Denny will take the three, falling away, not a good shot. Rebound taken down by Fort Recovery with 10 to play. They get the ball up the court, going toward the hoop is Evers. Gets it back outside, three in the air is off. Rebound Fort Recovery. Through the defense, shots up no good for Collig, and she'll be at the line with a second to play. So Emma Collig, a 5'5 freshman, to the free throw line. Sluderman was calling to come out of the game about 40 seconds ago, but no need to take her out at this point.
I was on Judy, her first, team second.
Two free throws for Collig. First one is no good.
Luthold will come in for Fort Recovery. Kanapke will go out.
One more free throw. That one is good for Collig.
13-8.
Yep. Lobbing it in, Fort Recovery will steal it away, and that's the quarter. After one, it's 13 for Fort Recovery, 8 for Jay County. We'll come back out of the second quarter after this.
The value in batteries is more than skin deep. For farm and construction equipment, you need batteries built to handle tough off-road conditions. Case IH Magna Power batteries are designed to take a pounding, and Hull Brothers has them for you in Fort Recovery, 4 to 6 pounds heavier than the competition. These are specifically designed to handle the vibration and jolts that can literally knock the life out of other batteries. See Hull Brothers in Fort Recovery, serving this area since 1896. Case IH Magna Power batteries. It's what's inside that counts.
IU Health J Hospital and its physician offices, Family First, Family Medicine, Family Practice, and J Surgery are committed to improving the health of our patients and communities by providing excellence in care and service. With leading-edge technology and compassionate personalized care, we're here to care for you and your family. For more information on our services, go to iuhealth.org/J, iuhealth.org/J. Good luck to our Jay County Patriots from IU Health Jay Hospital.
Back here at the Fort Site Fieldhouse. Again, 13-8, Jay County leading here after one quarter. Casey Denny, Grace Saxman, Andrea Judy, Macy Weitzel, and
Abby Elsie.
Abby Elsie's the fifth one in there for Jay. Right side it goes to Pacey Denny. And knocked out of bounds by Fort Recovery. Indians have Luthold, Gay, Guggenbiller, Garkey, and Wendell out there. Inbounds is thrown away by Jay County. And it will go to Fort Recovery.
And Denny will come out.
Sweeterman will surprisingly play here in the second quarter. She missed the last game for the Patriots. Had a wisdom teeth taken out. Ball knocked out of bounds. We'll stay with Fort Recovery. 13-8, the Indians in the lead. 6:42 to play in the second quarter. Inbounds comes in. Shot up no good. Blocked on the window attempt. It kind of comes down with the rebound. Elsie with it out to Sweeterman. Attacks the basket. Goes all the way. Missed the shot.
Gets leveled.
And a held ball will be called. Alternate possession, 2 for recovery. Yeah, Sweeterman's going to find out if you attack the basket like that, they're not going to call the contact. 13-8 for recovery. Patriots put on some full court pressure here. Saxman guarding Gay as she brings the ball off the court. Gay to the free throw line to the right side. A long two is no good for Luthold. The rebound for Judy and Jay Cummings. Here come the Patriots. Sweeterman goes to the hoop, and this time they do call a foul. That Gay.
Yep.
It's her third.
Yep.
She's not going to play the whole game.
No,
so.
But.
Was it 3 or 4 years ago? Somebody for Jay County fouled out.
That was
in the
Murphy.
First half of the JV. It was longer than that then.
Yeah, it was Murphy.
First half of the JV game. She was only playing a couple quarters.
She was not happy that day.
Ball knocked out of bounds by Fort Recovery on the inbounds. We'll stay with the Patriots. Mark Bogan shoots the JV coach for the Patriots, Jeff Vaughn of Fort Recovery. Patriots on the inbound. Sweeterman gets it to Weitzel. Back to Sweeterman. She'll attack the hoop again. Shot is no good and a foul on Fort Recovery.
It'd be on Guggenbiller.
It's been the Jay County offense the last few possessions. Give it to Sweeterman and let her attack. This time they call the foul.
Her first team's fifth.
About our first quarter stats. The free throw is good.
4 Jay County, they were 3 of 11 for 27% from the floor. No free throws in that first quarter. And they, from 3-point range, Jay County was 2 of 3 for 67%. For Fort Recovery, they were 4 of 9 for 44% from the floor. 2 of 4 for 50% from the free throw line. From three-point range, 3 of 5 for 60% was Fort Recovery in that first quarter, and I had Fort Recovery out-rebounding Jay County 9-4.
And 13-9, the score Indians in the lead. Fort Recovery calls timeout, so we'll be back.
Looking for a little more comfort in your life? Call the expert, your Carrier dealer. Carrier dealers are the authorities at getting peak performance from your heating and cooling system. So call your Carrier dealer first. He has ways of making you very comfortable. Carrier, turn to the experts. Call Dave's Heating and Cooling in Portland at 726-2138 to discover the right Carrier product for your needs.
Back here at Fort Recovery, Sweeterman makes both free throws, and Jay County steals the inbound, and Judy will score. It's the score 13-12, four straight by the Patriots, is answered by Fort Recovery.
Lugold. Yeah.
And now Jay County will call a timeout. 5:46 to play here in the second quarter. Indians lead it now 15-12. We'll come back more after this.
This is Aaron Walter. Your farm is your home and your business, an investment worth protecting. The Barnum Brown Insurance Agency and Hastings Mutual Insurance Company have teamed up to bring you experienced know-how and professional service to do just that. Hastings Mutual and Barnum Brown are here for the long haul. Call Barnum Brown Insurance in Dunkirk today and let your farm insurance specialist check your coverage. Barnum Brown Insurance Agency, representing Hastings Mutual Insurance, known for Midwestern values since 1885. Call us at 765-768-6721.
Back here at the Fieldhouse, 15-12, Fort Recovery in the lead. Sweeterman with the basketball for the Patriots. Now to Saxman. Saxman to the right to Sweeterman. Saxman will drive, stops, nearly traveled out to Weitzel. Weitzel off to Sweeterman, leaves it for Judy. Judy down low for Weitzel, she'll turn, fire, and miss. Rebound taken down, shot up no good by Judy, but she'll draw a foul.
Foul is on Wendell, her first, team's sixth.
There's 16 fouls on Fort Recovery, only two called on Jay County. Two free throws for Andrea Judy. And the first is way off. I thought the odd thing for Fort Recovery in the first quarter, they had six players score, and nobody made more than one shot.
Right.
It was either one field goal or one free throw.
Yes. Denny back in, Elsie out.
Free throw is no good again for Judy. Rebound taken down by Fort Recovery, and it's knocked out of bounds by the Patriots. 15-12, three-point Fort Recovery lead. Here with 5:05 to play here in the second quarter. This press has given Fort Recovery some issues here.
Active hands by Jay County also causing... She traveled, but got away with it.
Yes. To the right side it goes. Back outside. Around to the left. Knocked away by Sweeterman. She has the steal.
And she stays in bounds.
Somehow. Here comes Aubrey to the hoop. Switches hands. Missed the shot. And knocked out of bounds by Jay County on the rebound. Evers back in for the Indians.
That time, I think if she could have got the pass through, which I don't think she had the angle, she had Saxman on the other side, but she had no way to get it to her.
I'm not sure she could see her either. Three-point Indian lead ball nearly stolen on the inbound. Indians do keep the ball. Down it goes to Evers, and she is clotheslined by Judy.
First, second, team third.
I get Clater back into the ball game. Going out is Judy. 3-point Fort Recovery lead. We've been stuck on 15-12 for a while.
Well, they missed Garkey wide open.
They do get Wendell, who missed the shot. Hell ball and the rebound goes to Jay County. Another alternate possession.
She missed both shots, right?
Yes. No, just one shot. She missed the shot, and the rebound was tied up. 15-12 the lead for Fort Recovery. Here comes Sweeterman up top for Saxman.
Yeah, we only got three team fouls, so it wasn't a one-on-one.
Yeah. Here comes Sweeterman to the right side. Ball poked away. Slater gets it back. With Saxman. Saxman at the free throw line stops. And traveling call on the Patriots. The four recovery hasn't shot any free throws this quarter. So
it was just, it was just out of bounds. Okay.
Yeah.
So she just missed the
She missed the
shot.
Field goal.
Okay.
Yeah.
That makes more sense.
Yes.
I guess because she shot it from the free throw line and everybody.
Like a free throw.
Yeah, it did. Everybody was kind of lined up perfectly.
Yeah. 3 minutes into the second quarter, 4 minutes to play in the half. Nearly stolen by Schwerterman, and she kicks it out of bounds.
That would have been the easiest steal if she would have had a handle on it. Because they handed it right to her.
She kind of has a couple of foot recovery names on their team with Schwerterman and Judy.
Yeah.
Schwerterman's a Jay County player. Judy's a Jay County player. Left it goes to Emma Collig. Collig into the corner. Three is no good for Kanapke. And they get the rebound with Ever. She'll miss. Rebound, volleyballed up, and a foul on the Patriots. And now, Fort Recovery will shoot free throws. Weitzel with the foul.
Her second, team's fourth.
We're going to get Judy into the game. After the free throw. Ever's at the line. The first is good. Whitehill goes out. Judy in.
That's just trading two fouls.
Yeah. One more, and that's good. 17-12.
So Evers has 4 points.
Right.
Only four recovery player to score twice.
Yes, so far. 17-12, the Indian lead. Schwerterman attacks the basket, stops, puts the shot wildly up. No good.
Well, I think her pass wasn't there, so she just kind of threw it up. Well, threw it over the backboard.
She might have got pushed in the back, too, to make that shot so far off. She's usually not that far off. That went way high above the backboard.
Backboard, yes.
Indians with the basketball, leading by five. 3:15 to play in the second. Into the corner goes to Emma Collig. Collig cross court to Kanapke. Kanapke has it poked away, stolen by Schwerterman. Aubrey comes down, leaves it for Clater. She'll stop, shoot, and miss. Rebound for Judy up, no good. Rebound saved by Judy. And it goes out of bounds off of, ooh, they stay for recovery.
Okay.
I thought Denny poked it out. But it will be Patriot basketball.
Well, I think they missed the foul and the shove in the back, so they gave her the ball out of bounds.
Yeah, I guess.
Because as she was going for it, she got shoved in the back.
Inbounds comes in the Schwerterman of the Patriots. Left to Denny. They bottled her up lately. But she gets a shot off here and miss. Rebound skied for by Collig. Has it. The 5-5 freshman goes to get it. Now Schwerterman gets another steal. She'll bring it down and draw a foul.
Oh, am I going to count the bucket?
And the shot went in. Are you going to count it?
That's what I thought.
There they are.
That's good. And the foul is on Collig. Her first, team's seventh.
The foul is well before the shot.
That's what I thought.
But the Patriots will take it. 17-14 the score. Schwerterman misses the free throw. Both teams have missed a lot of free throws here.
17-14. Fort Recovery still out in front.
2.5 to play in the half. Up top it goes to Kanapke, right side to Wendell. Wendell lost it going in and ends right to Kanapke. She is fouled by Denny on a long two.
Denny's first, team's fifth. So that'll send Kanapke to the free throw line.
She will have two shots. She has not shot a free throw yet today. And missed that one.
Weitzel and Saxman in. Denny and Judy out.
They're kind of trying to manage some foul trouble here in this first half. One more free throw. That one is good by Kanapke. 18-14 the score. 2.5 to play here in the half. Cross midcourt goes Grace Saxman. Saxman to her left to Aubrey Schwerterman. And then the corner lost out of bounds by Wink. Turnover number 6 on the Patriots. Fort Recovery has 7. Indians do lead by 4 points. Inbounds foul called on Swiderman. A little over-aggressive that time.
Her first, team 6.
It's out of bounds in the Coffin corner. Inbounding will be Kanapke in trouble. Still in trouble in Fort Recovery.
Timeout.
Timeout.
Yeah.
Full timeout called by the Indians with 2:14 to play in the half. 18 for Fort Recovery, 14 for Jay Kelly. Back after this.
Arms Auto Body, 801 North Wayne Street in Portland, is your full-service body shop, serving the Portland area for over 49 years. Arms Auto Body works on all makes and models of cars and trucks. For an estimate, call Arms Auto Body, 726-7343. They work with all insurance companies and are open Monday through Friday, 8 a.m. to 5 p.m. Mike, Jeff, and BR wish the Patriots good luck all season long.
Brooks Fugate and Jim Persinger at Mid-States Construction, your local commercial and industrial contractor, are proud to be the source for all of your commercial and industrial construction needs. Mid-States corporate office is now located in the former bank building on Highway 67 in Red Key. Please consider making MSC your go-to contractor for your next commercial or industrial project. MSC, Mid-States Construction, proud to support Jay County students in the classroom and on the field.
Back here at Fort Recovery, 2:14 to play in the half. 18-14, Indians leading the JV game, and another steal by Swiderman. She'll bring it down and score. Bobby Swiderman with about her 6th steal today.
I was going to say, Fort Recovery doesn't have an answer for Swiderman right now on the her defense and the steals.
Wendell goes to the hoop and knocked out of bounds by Clater, who got away with the foul. She slapped the hand of one of the Indians driving in.
18-16, Fort Recovery still out in front here in the second quarter.
Under 2 to play. And the corner goes wide open for 3 as Colleague in and out, no good. Rebound for Wendell, and she is fouled by Swiderman or Weitzel.
I don't know.
Weitzel. That is her third, so she will come out. Yeah, 1-1 for Fort Recovery.
Yep. Jay County's 7th.
So Weitzel out, Denny in.
Because Judy has 2.
So 1-1.
Lane violation, so they're not even going to get a shot off.
That goes a turnover on the Indians. I didn't see what they did.
They handed the ball to the shooter, and the other Fort Recovery player wanted to switch.
That's right. Yeah.
And you can't do that after they give her the ball.
And she tried to give the ball back to the referee to restart.
It's too late.
The referee said no.
Nope.
So Jay County with the ball back. Swiderman won't take the 3, instead attacks. Ball poked away. Indians have the steal. Should have taken the 3.
That's what I thought. And she's traveling, yeah.
Swiderman caused that one.
Well, she got her pocket picked. She causes it again.
So back to Jay County. With 1:29 to play here in the half. 18-16, the Indian lead. I don't think Jay County's led yet in the game. It's been tied a couple of times. Wink goes to her left. Leaves it for Saxman. Saxman's been bottled up today so far.
She got a few shots off early, but nothing fell for her.
Cross court to Swiderman. She'll back it up to Wink. Wink to Saxman with a minute to play in the half. Saxman to the hoop, goes in, puts it up, and a foul. As said, Saxman hasn't had a lot of shots.
Foul is on Wendell, her 2nd, team's 8th. But it'll be an and-one opportunity for Saxman.
And again, she carried the ball going to the hoop. She's done that a lot today. It's only been called once. Free throw is good.
Now Jay County leads 19-18.
I do think that is the first Patriot lead. Under a minute to play. And the corner goes. In trouble, getting it outside. Saxton has the steal. Grace will bring it down. Spins the hoop. Missed the shot.
Oh, wow.
Rebound, foul on Swiderman. Who went flying. She went to grab the ball to try and steal it. And the Fort Recovery player took the ball away. So instead of grabbing, Schwitterman just went flying.
That's Schwitterman's second.
Almost team's everybody eight. For Jay seems to have two fouls.
Just Schwitterman, Judy, and Weitzel.
Guggenbiller will come in for the end-ends. Wendell will go out.
Well-deserved rest for Wendell.
1-1 is somehow bounces in.
For
Evers.
Evers.
We will have one more, and to the dismay of everybody on the court. We didn't realize that. Patriots are ready to inbound it again. Second free throw is no good. Rebound for Denny. 19-19, our first tie in a while. 30 seconds to play in the half. To the right side it goes to Wink. Wink to the free throw line. Crossover goes to Schwitterman. Attack stops. Misses the shot. The rebound taken down by Fort Recovery. Not a good shot selection that time.
No.
For Jay. 15 seconds to play, and Schwitterman has the steal. He'll come down, stop, miss the shot.
He got fouled big time.
Rebound taken down by Fort Recovery with 8 seconds to play. And Clayton will knock it away. Denny will come out with it. And she'll throw it away.
Nope.
Picked up by Wink, and that'll be the half, mercifully ending. 19 for Jay County, 19 for Fort Recovery. So we're back where we started here. At the beginning of the game, still even again, 19 for Jay, 19 for Fort Recovery. We'll come back, have our halftime stats and more coming up here from the Fort Site Fieldhouse. Coming up right after this.
Would like to take this opportunity to wish you and your family the safest and happiest holiday season. Remember to take time every day to be thankful for your blessings. Think of those less fortunate and encourage those needed lifted up. Support your favorite basketball team by attending the game and support those band members and cheerleaders who motivate the crowd. Happy holidays from your friends at Cooper Farms, Fort Recovery, Ohio.
Hi, this is Jerry Kalp of Kalp Pharmacy, a locally owned Health Mart pharmacy. Manage your medical conditions in the comfort of your own home. Kalp Pharmacy Home IV team can bring high quality care to you where you live. For individuals facing a chronic illness, recuperating from surgery, or being treated for an infection, Kalp Pharmacy Home Infusion Services can be a safe and cost effective alternative to an extended hospital stay or placement in a nursing home. So call Kalp Pharmacy in Fort Recovery, Ohio at 800-686-2314. Kalp Pharmacy, Health Mark, caring for you and about you.
The most important feature in a window is trust. So go with a name you know, Anderson. The time-proven choice found in most homes than any other. And Anderson is the brand rated by builders as the most weather-tight, highest quality, and most durable. 400 series windows and doors from Anderson. The most trusted name in windows. See your Anderson dealer, the Fort Recovery Lumber Company in Fort Recovery, Ohio.
There's no one like you. Your hopes, dreams, talents, and experiences, even what you value in a bank, are unique to you. That's why, instead of telling you what we can do, we'd rather listen to what you need. Because at Second National Bank, your story is the one that matters. There's no one like you. There's no bank like us. Could there be a better reason to meet? Second National Bank, be delighted with your bank. Second National Bank is a division of the Park National Bank, member FDIC, equal housing lender.
Back here at Fort Recovery High School, 19 for Jay County, 19 for the Indians here at the half. Go to Zeb and check out our halftime stats.
First for Fort Recovery, they're led in scoring by Elena Evers with 5 points, 4 points for Aubrey Kanapke, 3 points for Marissa Garkey, 3 points for Macy Day, 2 points for Lily Luthold, 1 point for Whitley Rammel, and 1 point for Emma Kolick. Shooting for Fort Recovery in the first quarter, they were 4 of 9 for 44%. Second quarter, 1 of 8 for 13%. So on halftime, Fort Recovery is 5 of 17 for 29% from the floor. From the free throw line in the first quarter, Fort Recovery is 2 for 4 for 50%. Second quarter, 4 of 6 for 67%. So at the half, Fort Recovery is 6 of 10 for 60% from the free throw line. From three-point range, Fort Recovery started out hot. They were 3 of 5 for 60% in the first quarter. Second quarter, 0 for 2. So at the half, Fort Recovery was 3 of 7 for 43% from three-point range. For Jay County, they're led in scoring by Aubrey Sweeterman with 8, 6 points for Pacey Denny, 3 points for Grace Saxman, and 2 points for Andrea Judy. Shooting for Jay County, in the first quarter, they were 3 of 11 for 27%. Second quarter, 4 of 12 for 33%. So at the half, Jay County is 7 of 23 for 30% from the floor. From the free throw line, in the first half, Jay County is 3 of 6 for 50%. All the free throws for Jay County coming in the second quarter. From three-point range, again, Jay County came out hot. They were 2 of 3 for 67% from three-point range in the first quarter, both by Pacey Denny. And in the second quarter, 0 for 1. So at the half, Jay County is 2 of 4 for 50% from three-point range. And I have Fort Recovery out-rebounding Jay County 19 to 11.
Turnovers for the Indians. They had 4 in the first and 7 in the second, although about half of those came in the last 30 seconds. Jay County, 3 in the first and 5 in the second, the same thing. A lot of those turnovers in the last 30 seconds. Jay County, 8 turnovers at the half. Fort Recovery has 11. After one, Fort Recovery led it 13-8. Our halftime score is Jay County 19 and Fort Recovery 19. We'll come back, have more at the half right after this.
Hello, I'm Kenny Canote from K&L Tractor Sales in Fort Recovery, Ohio. I'm inviting you to come and see the new Endurance line of litter spreaders from Salford BBI at K&L Tractor. These spreaders are available in pull type and truck mount models and are designed to be the toughest, most durable spreader in the market today. The Endurance wide swath litter spreader is designed with the poultry grower in mind. With Salford BBI's rugged design and construction, you can more efficiently spread your materials, saving you time and money. Come see these remarkable spreaders from Salford BBI today at K&L Tractor Sales in Fort Recovery, Ohio.
Choosing the right insurance plan is as important as choosing the right insurance agency. And Fort Recovery Insurance Agency is the right choice for you. We'll bring you inside our fort to protect you and help you recover when you've had a loss. Fort Recovery Insurance Agency will help find the right Ohio Mutual plan for your needs. Start in the right place so you end up in the right place. Where we've got something for everyone. Fort Recovery Insurance Agency. Call us at 888-375-4181.
Join the Pack-A-Sack Gas Club at a Pack-A-Sack convenience store near you and save 15 cents a gallon on gasoline. That's right. Every time a reward member's gas purchases reach 75 gallons, you'll earn a coupon for 15 cents off per gallon on your next purchase of up to 20 gallons. That's real savings. Learn more at the Pack-A-Sack website, packasack.com, and click on Customer Rewards. Pack-A-Sack, there's one near you.
Back here at Fort Recovery, halftime of the JV girls game at 19-19. The score, boys basketball last night, Fort Recovery was in action. They knocked off Greenville by a score of 68-23. For the Indians, Peyton Judy had 20 points, Grant Kanapke with 13, Derek Judy had 10, 6 for Davin Toby, 6 for Blaine Toby, 3 for Clay Smith, 3 for Ian Holman, 4 points for Noah Leonard, and 1 for Kobe Wendell. Impressive thing about that game last night, Fort Recovery only 4 turnovers for the entire game, and 3 of those were in the first quarter. So an excellent game against Greenville last night. Greenville drops to 0-9 now on the season. Fort Recovery now 5-3. Coming up later today, we'll have Jay County boys basketball as they are at home taking on Warm Purple, the Muncie Central Bearcats. coming to town. We'll be on the air with the junior varsity game around 6 o'clock tonight. Again, Muncie Central at Jay County and boys basketball. College football at the moment. Florida leads Michigan 3-0 about halfway through the first quarter in the Peach Bowl. And coming up later today, the game everybody's waiting for. Of course, I'm talking about Arkansas State and Nevada. And the WPGW.radio.com bowl. We have so many bowls, it could be that.
That's true.
What, about 40 bowls, it seems like. No, but we'll have Notre Dame Clemson here on WPGW on 105.3 and AM 1440. Pregame starting at 3, the kickoff at 4 o'clock. Again, Notre Dame and Clemson on AM 1440 and 105.3 coming up here later today. Second game in the college playoffs tonight, Oklahoma taking on Alabama. Just about set for the second half here. Again, 19-19 our score. Then we'll have the varsity game coming up here, Jay County and Fort Recovery. Indians have won 3 in a row, Jay County's won 5 in a row as far as varsity streaks go. So it should be a good game here today. Next week, our schedule on Wednesday. Yeah, Jay County will be playing on a Wednesday. It will be at Fort Wayne Concordia. On Thursday, Fort Recovery Girls will be at Minster here on the radio. And then on Friday, both Jay County Girls and Fort Recovery Boys in action at the same time. Girls will be on 105.3, Fort Recovery on 100.9. And then on Saturday, the girls for Fort Recovery in the afternoon and the boys for Jay County in the evening. So a lot of games on the radio next week starting on a Wednesday. We are underway here for half number two. Swiderman still in there for Jay County along with Saxman, Judy, Weitzel, and Denny. Ball loose. Indians still have it. The foul is called.
Foul should be on Judy. Third.
Macy Day, Wendell, Guggendor, Evers, and Garkey, I believe, is the fifth one out there. I can't see the number. Nope. Kanapke. First throw is missed.
By Wendell. Played her come back in. Judy will go out. Remember, she has 3 fouls.
One more free throw coming up for Wendell to break the tie. And she does. First point today for Hope Wendell. 20-19. Indians back in front. Grace Saxman across midcourt. Fort Recovery's backed off their press. At least this possession. To the right side is Sweetherman. To PC Denny. Denny cross court goes to Clater. Clater into the corner. Saxman for Denny. Lob down low for Weitzel. Weitzel to Saxman, attacks the baseline, stops, shoots, and misses. The rebound taken down by Fort Recovery and Evers. The shot selection for Jay County has not been the best today.
No.
Including that last one. 1 point Indian lead. Right side it goes to Guggenbiller. Guggenbiller lost the ball. It's loose. 2 Patriots, actually 3 Patriots are going for.
And they call it travel because
they were all touching the ball.
Yeah.
You don't see that very often where 3 teammates are fighting for the basketball.
Right.
I guess if you're a coach, you like to see that. Just prefer to only have one of them touch it at the same time. Inbound, Fort Recovery will score with Wendell. They did that a lot last year against Jay County. First basket for her today. 22-19, and ends by 3. To the right side for Sweetman, up top for Saxman. To Denny to Weitzel, cross court to Sweetman. Wide open 3 is no good. Rebound skied 4 by Weitzel. Back to Saxman. Saxman for Sweetman, back to Saxman. Grace will back it up, set up the offense. On the left side, it goes to Denny, to Weitzel. Weitzel up top to Saxman, around the Sweetman. She'll attack the hoop, lost it. Weitzel picks it up from the free throw line, missed the shot. Rebound tapped out and a foul on Clater.
Clater's Platers first.
32 is what he put up. It looked like 42 to me. There is no 42.
Right.
22-19 the score. 3-point lead. Across midcourt comes Macy Day. They will spin out to Wendell. Wendell, a couple of bounces, goes to the corner. Not many open outside shots for recovery lately. Since that first quarter, really. On the left side, back up top. Dugendorf, right side. There's the three for Wendell. Got it. Right on cue, Wendell scores. She has a free throw, a two-pointer, and a three-pointer in the quarter so far.
And that's her scoring.
25-19. Yeah.
She's got six.
Weitzel with the basketball. Left to Swiderman. The free throw line back out to Saxton. Jay Kelly's offense looks a little bit out of sync here to start the second half. Saxton has the ball in the right-hand corner up top for Denny. Into the corner for Swiderman. She'll attack the baseline. Takes some contact. Gets it to Weitzel. Weitzel has to clear the lane. She doesn't. Instead, Saxton comes in, gets the basket, and a foul. Really should have been 3 seconds on Weitzel. She never cleared the lane.
No.
She acted like she was going to, but she went right back. Saxton will have free throw. Free throw to complete the end one. The only free throw is no good. The rebound taken down by Fort Recovery. Again, both teams struggling at the line here today. Indians get loose for another three. No good by Kanapke. Goes out of bounds. TJ.
During that free throw, Wink came in for Swiderman.
She has not been on the bench much today. 3:45 to play here in the third. Indians lead up by four. Getting across the timeline, right side. Saxman up top to Denny. Left to Wink. Wink one bounce goes to Denny. To Saxman.
Wink's got to be ready to shoot that.
He hasn't shot the ball yet today. Denny will drive. Gets it to Weitzel back outside to Saxman.
Saxman's got to be ready to shoot that too.
Just can't quite get the shot they want yet. Wink with it. Ball kicked. And Fort Recovery comes away with the steal. I guess it wasn't kicked enough. Here come the Indians. Across midcourt is Macy Day. To the right side to Guggenbiller. Guggenbiller has it tied up. A hell ball will go to Jake Hammond. First turnover of the half for the Indians.
The hell, they missed that the first time.
Yeah.
Took them long enough to call that one.
Wink out, Swiderman back in. With 2:50 to play in the third. Indians lead by four. Saxman slowly across the timeline. Goes right to Pacey Denny. To Weitzel. Back out to Saxman. Saxman dribbles in. Gets it over to Swiderman. Takes it top of the key. Right side. Denny, a deep three, almost out of bounds. Missed the shot. Rebound tapped out. Goes to Saxman. Saxman dribbles in. Tried to get it to Weitzel. Poked away, but Weitzel does go to get it. Out to Denny with 2:15 to play in the third. On the left wing is Saxman. She travels.
I think she wanted to pass it to Swiderman, but Swiderman made her cut.
And she still could have passed it to the right if she would have caught the corner of her eye. Instead, the travel gives it back to Fort Recovery.
Ruby and Garkey in. Guggenbiller and Kanapke out for Fort Recovery.
4-point Indian lead. They must tied at the half. Jay only has 2 points in the half. Fort Recovery with six. Here come the Indians. Left it goes. Three in the air by Ruby is good. 28-21. Indians have their biggest lead now of 8 points, 7 points. The Spokane Chiefs might be thinking about a timeout here. Instead, Saxton to the right side to Clater. Clater lobs inside for Weitzel. Ball is loose. Fort Recovery picks up the steal.
Right idea. Pass just a little too high.
Here come the Indians, leading by seven. a basket here, and Jay County will call a timeout, I think for sure. And the corner it goes.
Jay County's defense hasn't been quite as impressive as it was the second quarter.
And Macy Day with a three-pointer there is the timeout. Timeout on the floor, 1:11 to play here in the third. All of a sudden, it's Fort Recovery 31, Jay County 21. We'll come back and more right after this.
Ace is the place with the helpful hardware, folks.
Why wander around a warehouse store for paint when you could just swing by your local Ace? Ace has award-winning service and offers the extra mile promise. If we don't get you everything you need in one trip, delivery's free.
Habega Race Lumber, US 27 North Bern, and in Bluffton at 728 West Market Street. Habega Race, the helpful place.
Minimum purchase of 1 gallon of paint. Delivery subject to availability. Visit acehardware.com for more details.
Register for courses at Ivy Tech Community College now. Ivy Tech offers many degree choices, including technology, business, healthcare, informatics, general studies, agriculture, and more. Classes are available in person or online. Ivy Tech is your most affordable choice. And with credits that transfer and a name that's trusted by employers, it's a smart choice. For more information about enrolling in Ivy Tech, including classes which are offered right here in Portland, stop by the John Jay Center for Learning in the historic Weiler Building in downtown Portland.
Back here at the Fort Site Fieldhouse, 31-21 Fort Recovery in the lead. I think you kind of like to use that full court defense. It's just the numbers, they don't have the numbers to keep doing that, keep the players fresh on the court. Freeman will attack. Her shot is off. Rebound taken down by Fort Recovery. That's Freeman was anticipating contact. I don't think it was there that time.
Double dribble by Day. No, but I like the fact that Jay County is actually attacking and looking to shoot the ball. Last couple of possessions, they really haven't got a shot off because they passed the ball around and turned it over.
Yep, around too much on the perimeter. And by the time they decided to go inside, Fort Recovery was waiting on it.
But they got to have somebody willing to shoot, yes, and they're out on the outside.
Riederman with the basketball goes right to Saxon and goes out of bounds.
That's LZ on that side.
Another turnover for Jay. That's 5.5. 31-21. 30 seconds to play.
Loose hold back in, and Weaver's out.
And Jay's with the basketball. Sweeterman knocks it away, gets another steal. Here she comes, takes it to the hoop, misses the shot, gets the foul.
Is it going to be on Luthold or Day?
Aubrey Sweeterman to the free throw line.
It's on Day. That's her fourth.
Think about a lot of Jay County's offense in that second quarter with Sweeterman getting steals and coming down. He had 8 points in the first half.
Six in the second quarter.
And all of it coming off of steals, including a couple of free throws. Free throw on this one is good. Jay County finally off of 21. It's 31-22. One more free throw for the sophomore. 10 points now for Aubrey. It's 31-23. And Jay County does put on the full court press and a foul on Saxman.
Should be.
It is.
Her first, team's third.
The Patriots looking to get a steal here in the final 15 seconds of the half, the third quarter. Inbounds to Day. She's trapped. And another foul called on Elsie this time. Elsie picks up the foul.
Her first, team's fourth. Now, that referee came over and said foul was on 13 last time for Day, but they gave that to Luthold up on the scoreboard. So we'll see which one, if she has four or she has...
Another foul on Jay County, this one on Sweeterman.
That's her third, team's fifth.
Yeah, the big bad thing about that for the Patriots is it goes from 2 to 5 fouls in about 10 seconds. We're going to do that at the end of a ball game, not in the third quarter. Sweeterman will come out here, and Wink will go back in. Indians lead by 8, 4 seconds to play. into the corner on the inbound. Turnaround three is no good. Rebound taken down by Jay County, and that's the quarter. After three, it's Fort Recovery 31, Jay County 23. We'll come back, have the fourth quarter coming up right after this.
McDonald's restaurant in Portland invites you to install the new McDonald's app on your smartphone, which allows you to place your order on your phone from anywhere and offers many special deals. Simply download the app on your smartphone, place your order from anywhere, and as you approach McDonald's, choose your check-in location on your app for drive-thru, front counter, or pull into one of the designated curbside locations. You'll be given a four-digit order number. McDonald's will even charge your order to your designated payment card. Try it today, the new McDonald's app.
At Portland Insurance, we're committed to helping your business plan for the unexpected. No matter whether you're a small mom-and-pop shop or a large international business, we can find the proper coverage and make it as simple as possible. For more about your business insurance, see me, Kyle Champ, or Steve Arnold at Portland Insurance Agency, 115 East Main in Portland.
Back here at Fort Recovery, 31-23, Jay County leading at, try that again, 31-23, Fort Recovery leading after three. And then with the basketball to start the fourth quarter. Wendell has it, and she is fouled by Sweeterman. There's her fourth. She's foul number six on the Patriots. Judy will go in. Sweeterman will go out with the fourth foul. Pretty ticky-tack foul on that last one. Inden's on the inbound, leading by eight. Window with the basketball. And she threw it away. Weitzel will pick up the loose ball. Gets it over to Saxman. Saxman across midcourt. Gets it up top to Wink on the left side to Denny. She's double teamed. There's Fort Recovery in the zone here. Up top, Saxman's three is way off. Rebound comes down the window of Fort Recovery. At least she shot the ball.
Yes, at least she took it. They got to respect that she'll take the shot.
Yes. Especially trailing by eight. Nearly a travel on the Indians. They're looking around the colleague. Into the corner it goes to Gruby. Gruby a bounce pass. That goes to Evers. Evers cross court. College three is no good. Judy the rebound for the Patriots. They get a Saxon to show cross midcourt. Gray stops. Gets to Weitzel. A nice pass. Weitzel missed the shot. Got the rebound, though. And traveled,
yeah.
Third quarter stats.
Jay County was 1 of 6 for 17% from the floor, 2 of 3 for 67% from the free throw line, and 0 for 2 from three-point range. Fort Recovery was 4 of 6 for 67% from the floor, 1 of 2 for 50% from the free throw line, and 3 of 5 for 60% from three-point range. And now they're going to get Denny with a foul. Her second. Team seventh. Well, good thing for Jay County. Bad thing for Fort Recovery is, seems like all game Fort Recovery has missed the front end.
Yeah.
Of their free throws.
And here in the last couple of minutes, Jay County was aggressive in the first half, and the referees let him get away with that. Not so much here in the last couple of minutes. Free throw is no good, you're right. The rebound taken down off the window miss by Jay County.
Like I say, bad thing for Fort Recovery, good thing for Jay County.
Yeah.
Bad thing for Jay County is they're not going to have enough players left on the court.
They're running out of fouls to give. Saxman to the right side, into the corner for Judy. Down low for Saxman. She'll turn and draw a foul. That is team foul number three for Fort Recovery.
Fouls on Evers, her first, team's third. Yeah, Sweeterman has four, Saxman has one, Denny has two, Elsie has one, Judy has three, Clater has one, and Weitzel has three.
Denny gets loose in the corner, her first point since the first quarter. 31-26, Jay back within five. 5:10 still to play. Last minute quarters, Wendell, and she knocks over Denny. No call on the collision. They just stay out of bounds off the full recovery.
Full recovery stepped out of bounds after running Denny over.
They got to call one or the other there.
Peterman in, wink out. Yeah, they kind of either got to call the blocking, the charge, or the out of bounds.
Patriots with the ball back down by five.
Took the safest route, just called out of bounds.
Saxon with it. Left it goes to Denny. Cross court to Sweeterman, stolen away. Can't not cross court pass like that.
No.
Against a quick team like this. Indians with the ball back up by five. Sweeterman knocks it away. Ball is still loose. Still loose. And timeout, Jay County.
And they're going to give it to
him. Yep. I'm surprised.
Me too.
30-second timeout called by the Patriots. They only have two timeouts left. Fort Recovery has three. We'll come back after this.
What is the centerpiece in your home this winter? A new gas fireplace or existing fireplace remodel by Hitzer will surely make your fireplace the centerpiece of your home that it's designed to be. Contact the professionals at Hitzer to talk about gas, wood, and anthracite fireplace options. Want to update the old brick fireplace you've always had? Stop by Hitzer to see barn beam mantels, custom wood mantels, stone veneer, and wood cabinets. Hitzer, your local fireplace design and patio experts. 269 East Main Street in Bern.
Back here at the field house. Jay County with the ball here. 4.5 to play in the ball game. Indians lead by 5. Denny up top. Intended for sacks because he has to go get it. Barely stays in bounds. Now lost the ball. Never lost a dribble, so. Right side to Sweeterman. She'll attack the basket and is fouled by Guggenbiller.
Her second. Team's fourth. Guggenbiller, the only player for Fort Recovery that has not scored.
Everybody else on the team scored. Yes. The County's only had 4 players score. Inbounds to Judy, and she'll be the first. Nope, she'd already scored before. Never mind.
Yep.
31-28, that is now 7 in a row for the Patriots. It's a 3-point game. Crossmore court comes Wendell. She's in trouble and timeout. Call by Coach Vaughn. 4 minutes to play here in the fourth quarter. Fort Recovery 31. Jay County 28. Back after this timeout.
We believe in providing a higher level of personal service and are dedicated to the people and businesses in Jay County. Hi, this is Tracy Carpenter. We've been seeing a lot of new customers lately, and they keep telling us they prefer to do business with a bank they know and people they trust. If your bank is outgrowing you, changing names, or closing your branch, we would love for you to stop by and see us. Visit us online at www.firstbankofbern.com/thebankyouknow or give us a call at 726-2133. First Bank of Bern, member FDIC.
Back here at Fort Recovery High School, 31-28, the Indians in the lead. And the basketball. Lisa Day goes to the right side, knocked away. Indians do get it back momentarily. And there's a foul on Sweeterman.
Nah, I think they're going to get the...
Is it Judy?
Judy.
It is Judy.
Her fourth.
So she has 4. Sweeterman has 4. She sure looked guilty after the foul was called.
I think she had all ball, and the referee called it right on Judy with body.
1-1, and the free throw is good for Macy Day.
Day's first free throws
of the day. 32-28 the score. Second free throw is no good. Rebound tapped out. Sweeterman comes out with it. She'll go all the way to the hoop, lost the ball, but aware with the travel. Gets it to White, so ball is loose. Judy comes out with it and throws it away. Indians have it back, leading 32-28. 3.5 to play here in the quarter. And traveling called on Wendell.
Noticed a little bit earlier as we started looking at the fouls. Evan Hambrock is not here today.
Yeah.
So that's one less player.
On the bench for Jay County.
On the bench for Jay County.
Could be why Swiggerman's playing the whole game tonight, too. Three for Denny Gudd. KC Denny makes it a one-point game at 32-31. Her fourth three of the ball game. And Ben's with it, leading by a point. Jay County on a 10-1 run. Left it goes into the corner. Here's Kanapke. Baseline shot is no good. Wendell gets the rebound, and a held ball is called. Alternate possession for Jay County. So, Patriots somehow have a chance to take the lead here with 2:53 to play. It was 31-21 for recovery. And all of a sudden, it's 32-31. Indians grasping on to a one-point lead. Right side for Swiderman. What Jay County needs to do is not back off the intensity. Denny has three. She has fouled.
She fouled, yeah.
By Macy Day.
Now, this is where it gets interesting. Last time, they said it was Day's foul, but they gave it up on the scoreboard to Luthold. That should be her fifth.
But they're saying unless only
the,
four.
Unless the referee corrected himself and gave it to Luthold, but
13 or 15 instead of 13.
Yes.
As Denny misses the free throw. Both teams have missed a lot of free throws here today. One more for, or two more for PC Denny, and she ties the game at 32. One more for Denny can give the Patriots the lead somehow. With 2:35 to play here in the fourth. In the air, good. 33-32, Jay County back in the front. A 12-1 run for the Patriots. All caused by the defensive intensity that was lacking when Fort Recovery got the big lead. That's been the turnaround. Into the corner, it goes down low. Turnaround shot by Wendell. She'll draw the foul. Saxman.
Her second. Team's ninth.
So, two free throws for Wendell. She is one for two today. And we'll have two to give Fort Recovery the lead. And she gets it to roll. The home rims here. 33-33 the score. More free throw.
There's still 2:18 left in this game.
There'll be a lot of free throws here.
And both teams are playing like it's the last 30 seconds.
Yeah. Indians back in front, 34-33. Right side is Swiderman. Up top for Saxman.
Why doesn't Saxman shoot then?
Yeah, she was wide open. To Judy, back to Saxman.
I think Fort Recovery just realized how wide open she was.
Saxman right side to Weitzel. Back to Saxman. To Denny. To Saxman. It wants to attack. It's not there. To Judy, she'll attack the baseline and she stepped out.
Yep.
I don't think Saxman has a lot of confidence right now in her three-point shot. She's taken a couple of days of been misses. 1 point Indian lead and the ball. 1:45 to play. Wendell with the basketball. Gets across midcourt to Day into the corner. That is Garkey. Up top for Wendell. Down to 90 seconds to play and a foul on the Patriots' Pacey Denny.
That's her third.
One thing, Jay County is going to be in trouble if this game goes to overtime with all the fouls.
Yes. As Wendell shoots free throws again.
Has two again. And that one goes in.
Swiderman with four. Saxon with two. Denny with three. Elsie with one. Judy with four. Clater with one. And Weitzel with three.
One more free throw, and Wendell gets this one. 4-0 for Wendell, and the Indians back in front, 36-33, and timeout call by Jay County. 1:31 to play here in the fourth quarter. As I just said, Fort Recovery leads at 36-33. Back after this.
Adams Memorial Hospital's surgical team includes Dr. Jennifer Taylor, board certified in general surgery, and nurse practitioner Amanda Silking. Dr. Taylor performs general surgery, including laparoscopic procedures such as hernia repairs, gallbladder, skin cancer, and breast surgeries, colonoscopies, and colon and rectal procedures. Dr. Taylor's office is in the Adams Medical Complex. To schedule an appointment, call 260-728-3982. Adams Memorial Hospital. Exceptional care. Close to you.
No matter if you're a student or a senior, good eye health and optimal vision are critical factors for better performance. Whether it's time for your routine eye exam or maybe you've been experiencing difficulties with your vision, call the office of Dr. Fullen Camp, 260-726-4210, or stop by at 1111 North Meridian Street, Portland. Better eyesight means better performance at school, at work, and at play. So schedule your exam today. David A. Fullen Camp, OD, PC.
Here at the Fort Site Field House. 1:31 to play here in quarter number four. 36-33. Fort Recovery leads this junior varsity contest. Casey Danny will inbound. Grace Saxman, Macy Weitzel, Andrew Judy, Aubrey Sluderman out there as well. Running a play for Denny, it seems. She gets the ball at the top, and the illegal screen is called on Judy.
That'll be all for Judy.
You got Wink back in the ball game.
4 points for Judy today.
Got a little bit in a hurry there on the screen. So the Fort Recovery in good position here, leading by three with 1:15 to play. You know they don't want to foul Wendell. He has the basketball, and there's the foul.
Fouls on Saxman, her third.
So Wendell back to the free throw line for two more. The Fort Recovery led 31-21. Jay County came back, took a 33-32 lead. And now Fort Recovery scored four in a row with a chance for two more free throws. And this one is good.
It is the front of that rim. And
her free throws are not pretty, but they go in.
Yes, they do.
One more free throw for Hope Wendell. 5'8 sophomore. And gets that roll. I think she almost like she does it on purpose.
No.
Hits the front of the rim and it bounces in. Fort Recovery leads at 38-33. Get Denny in the corner. She'll pop the three short. Rebound taken down by the Indians. A minute to play. Fort Recovery with the ball. Macy Day. And timeout for Fort Recovery. Indians call timeout. They don't have any 30s left, so it's a full. So we will take a break. Come back right after this.
Farms would like to take this opportunity to wish you and your family the safest and happiest holiday season. Remember to take time every day to be thankful for your blessings. Think of those less fortunate and encourage those needed lifted up. Support your favorite basketball team by attending the game and support those band members and cheerleaders who motivate the crowd. Happy holidays from your friends at Cooper Farms, Fort Recovery, Ohio.
Here in Fort Recovery, 38-33, Indians lead Jay County with 49 seconds to play here in the fourth quarter. Timeouts left, one for Jay County and one for Fort Recovery. Both of those are full timeouts. Three remaining. Fouls, Jay County is fouled over the limit a long time ago. Fort Recovery in the double bonus. And Jay County, Fort Recovery's fouled five times, so they still have one to go. Free throws have been the difference here in the fourth quarter. All Fort Recovery's points
yes.
have been at the line. Macy Day across midcourt, and she is nearly fouled.
She was fouled twice.
And then tried to get it down low. It's stolen away by Whitefield. So Jay County was trying to foul,
yes,
and they didn't call it. Patriots end up with the basketball. Saxon left side gets her first basket of the fourth quarter and timeout. Jay County with 28 seconds to play.
38-35, Fort Recovery in front.
full timeout called by the Patriots. That will be their final timeout of the contest. We'll take a break, come back, and have more after this.
Hi, this is Jerry Kopp of Kopp Pharmacy, a locally owned Health Mart pharmacy. Manage your medical conditions in the comfort of your own home. Kopp Pharmacy Home IV team can bring high quality care to you where you live. For individuals facing a chronic illness, recuperating from surgery, or being treated for an infection, Kopp Pharmacy Home Infusion Services can be a safe and cost effective alternative to an extended hospital stay or placement in a nursing home. So call Kopp Pharmacy in Fort Recovery, Ohio at 800-686-2314. Kopp Pharmacy, Health Mart. Caring for you and about you.
Back here at Fort Recovery, 38-35, the lead for the Indians. 28 seconds to play. And it will be out of bounds for Fort Recovery.
Right now, Jay Kenny's just got to figure out a way to not let Wendell or Day get the ball.
Yes. Full court press, obviously, on the inbounds. And just try to send somebody deep. Ball knocked away on the inbounds, and they say Jay kind of stepped out. Then they knocked it out.
Yeah, knocked it out, yeah.
They kind of were stepping out of bounds, and they deflected the basketball on the inbounds. So we'll do it again.
White's still jumping over the line, which you got to give her space.
Call delay of game. Right. It's a warning on the first one.
Yes.
Master backs up a little bit.
Still the same thing.
They do get the ball in the inbounds, and D is fouled.
That was the cheapest foul I've ever seen called here. Yeah. Council Taxman, her fourth. They tried to foul last time with the same type of play. A little harder that last time, actually,
yeah,
than this time. And Wink actually rolled over the back of Wendell earlier. The last possession, and they didn't call anything. That one, she barely touched her, and they call a foul.
Bogan should probably said, hey, call a foul this time.
Yeah. We're Coach, fouling on purpose.
Coach, you want a foul? Yeah.
Yeah.
Day missed the first. We'll have one more to make it a two-possession game. And the free throw is good. Still 26 seconds to play. Patriots with the ball down by four. Stacks from across midcourt, finds a win. She'll pop the three. Missed
ooh,
it.
I thought it was online.
Rebound. Foul on Sluderman.
I think so.
It is.
That'll be her fifth. She'll leave with 10 points.
Yeah, I thought Wink's shot was good.
I thought so, too. Just a bit hard.
So Sluderman fouls out for the first time this year for 10 points. And Elsie will go in.
Well, they were delaying the... Does they have so long to give? Sweeterman out of the game, and Elsie extended it by not checking in.
She was kind of over there.
Mm-hmm.
When they knew she was coming in, so, I mean, I can understand. It'll be Wendell for two free throws, and that one's good.
I know it was kind of embarrassing, but I think I would have taken my sweet time to come over there and stand on that X.
Yeah. Just slowly.
You
walk
know
back.
What is happening.
Don't come over and wave.
Yes.
I'm here.
I would hide my number all the way there.
Free throw is no good on the second. Wink does get the rebound. 5-point game, 15 seconds to play. Jackson spins toward the hoop. Shot is no good. Rebound taken down out of. No, Fort Recovery able to save it, and that'll do it. 4 seconds to play, and the Indians will call a timeout for some reason. Coach Vaughn.
Hey, I got one. I might as well use it.
Coach Vaughn puts his arms out like, oh, Vaughn. Sorry about that. So both coaches use all five of their timeouts here in the junior varsity game. We don't see that very often.
Nope.
Again, 3.8 seconds to play. Indians lead at 40-35. Even if they turned it over there and didn't call the timeout to save the possession, they're still going to win the ball game.
And she wouldn't have got 5 seconds called on her just to hold it.
Yeah, she could have just held the ball in the corner for most of that. But they have 5 timeouts for a reason. Indians going to improve to 3-5. Jay County's 7-game winning streak will be snapped. And they will go to 8-6. Elsie's still laughing about her check-in mistake.
It's one of those you got to be thinking that's ringing in her mind of, you know what I'm doing.
Yeah.
You see my number.
They held her back at the end of the scorer's table to wait the timer.
Right.
He had allotted to get her in. And then he shoved her toward, the mid court to go in. Ball is knocked away and a foul
called.
Making the most of her time on the court.
So not only do we get a timeout with 3.8 seconds to go, we get a foul and more free throws.
And again, Fort Recovery did not make a basket in the fourth quarter, all free throws.
At this point, we just need one of the players to call a timeout when they don't have any and get a technical.
Why not? Extend the game more.
Yes.
The free throw is good by Macy today. 9 points for Macy. Her parade to the free throw line continues. And this one is no good. The rebound taken down. A held ball. Nope. They just let it go. Final score, Fort Recovery 41. Jay County 35. Indians win their third game against five losses. Jay County goes to 8-6 on the season. Again, the seven-game winning streak is snapped here today. Again, 41 for Fort Recovery, 35 for Jay County. We'll come back, have our JV postgame show coming up right after this.
When you're building the home you've always wanted, look to the 400 series windows and patio doors from the brand most trusted by builders and remodelers, Anderson. With variety, style, and time-tested performance, it's no wonder they're the most popular windows and doors. 400 series windows and doors from Anderson. Why choose anything else? See your Anderson dealer, the Fort Recovery Lumber Company in Fort Recovery, Ohio.
There are lots of reasons you love banking with Second National Bank. Like the feeling you get when you walk through our doors. A warmth that comes from personal attention, sophisticated support, and trustworthy guidance. Maybe your reason is convenience. 24/7 online banking, our free mobile banking app, or the ability to call, email, text, or web chat with us whenever you like. Regardless, the most important reason to us will be yours. Second National Bank, be delighted. Be delighted with your bank. Second National Bank is a division of the Park National Bank, member FDIC, equal housing lender.
Back here at Fort Recovery High School, 41-35. The Indians win the junior varsity game here today. We're pulling some of these things up here real quick. Again, 41-35, the Fort Recovery victory here. 36-33. Okay, now I'm ready. Look at some of the scoring here for the junior varsity game. Indians were led by Hope Wendell with 13, and all 13 of her points came in the second half. In the third quarter, she had a 3-of-2 and a free throw for 6 points in the third quarter. And then the fourth quarter, she hit 7-of-8 free throws. Again, 13 points today for Hope Wendell. 9 points for Macy Day. Day had a three-pointer in the first quarter, a three-pointer in the third quarter, and three free throws in the fourth quarter. 5 points for Elena Evers. All of her points in the first half on a two-pointer and three free throws. 4 points for Aubrey Knapke on a three-pointer in the first quarter and a free throw in the second quarter. 3 points for Faith Gruby on a key three-pointer in the third quarter. 2 points for Lily Luthold on a two-pointer in the first quarter. 1 for Whitley Rammel on a free throw in the first quarter. And 1 for Emma Collig on a free throw in the first quarter. For Jay County, Pacey Denny led the way with 14. Pacey had a couple of three-pointers in the first quarter, a couple of three-pointers in the fourth quarter, and 2 pointers in the fourth quarter. Again, 14 for Pacey Denny. 12 points for Aubrey Swerderman coming in the first three quarters. Actually, she added one in the... Is that right? Swerderman had 10 or 12?
10.
Exactly. Swerderman had 2 points in the first quarter, 6 points in the second quarter, and 2 points in the third quarter. Again, 10 points for Aubrey Swerderman. 7 points for Grace Saxman. 3 points in the second quarter. 2 points in the third quarter and 2 points in the fourth quarter, and 4 points for Andrea Judy. That coming on a two-pointer in the second quarter and a two-pointer in the fourth quarter. Quarter scores, Fort Recovery led 13-8 after one, 19-19 at the half, 31-23 Fort Recovery after three, and again the final, Fort Recovery 41, Jay County 35. Let's go to Zeb and check out the rest of our post-game stats here.
First for Fort Recovery, in the first quarter they were 4 of 9 for 44%. Second quarter, 1 of 8 for 13%. Third quarter, 4 of 6 for 67%. And fourth quarter, 0 for 2. So on the night, Fort Recovery was 9 of 25 for 36% from the floor, from the free throw line. In the first quarter, Fort Recovery was 2 for 4 for 50%. Second quarter, 4 of 6 for 67%. Third quarter, 1 of 2 for 50%. And fourth quarter, 10 of 15 for 67%. So on the night, Fort Recovery was 17 of 27 for 63% from the free throw line. From three-point range in the first quarter, Fort Recovery was 3 of 5 for 60%. Second quarter, 0 for 2. Third quarter, 3 of 5 for 60%. And fourth quarter, 0 for 1. So on the night, Fort Recovery was 6 of 13 for 46% from three-point range. For Jay County, they were 3 of 11 for 27% in the first quarter from the floor. Second quarter, 4 of 12 for 33%. Third quarter, 1 of 6 for 17%. And fourth quarter, 4 of 9 for 44%. So on the night, Jay County was 12 of 38 for 32% from the floor. From the free throw line, for Jay County, no free throws in the first quarter. 3 of 6 for 50% from in the second quarter. Third quarter, 2 for 3 for 67%. Fourth quarter, 2 for 3 for 67%. So on the night, Jay County was 7 of 12 for 58% from the free throw line. From three-point range in the first quarter, Jay County was 2 of 3 for 67%. Second quarter, 0 for 1. Third quarter, 0 for 2. And fourth quarter, 2 of 5 for 40%. So on the night, Jay County was 4 of 11 for 36% from three-point range. And I had Fort Recovery out-rebounding Jay County 27 to 22.
Turnovers tonight, 4 in the first quarter for Fort Recovery, 7 in the second, 3 in the third, and 3 in the fourth. They finished with 17 turnovers. Jay County had 3 in the first, 5 in the second, 5 in the third, and 4 in the fourth. Let's see. And there's 17 Jay County turnovers as well. Again, the final 41 for Fort Recovery, 35 for Jay County. Again, recapping the scoring for the Indians. Wendell had 13, 9 for Macy Day, 5 points for Elena Evers, 4 for Aubrey Kanapke, 3 for Marissa Garkey, 3 for Faith Ruby, 2 for Lily Luthold, 1 for Whitley Rammel, and 1 for Emma Collig. For Jay County, Pacey Denny was 14, Aubrey Schwitterman had 10, 7 for Grace Saxton, and 4 for Andrea Judy. Again, Indians go to 2-5 on 3-5 on the season. Jay County drops to 8-6. Your junior varsity game here today. We'll come back, have the varsity pregame show coming up from the Fort State Fieldhouse coming up right after this.